thebeatsandbeatsbroadcasting@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Monday, the present truth. Rick Rodriguez, I have a question for you. And I prepared for the program, but I am going to deviate because I have a question for you. And the question is a spiritual question. Does God talk to the children in the occult? Does God talk to people that are in power that are worshiping idols or demons or fallen angels or the devil straight out? Well, the Bible says yes. I'll give you a couple of examples. Years ago, I'm pretty sure you've all heard of Pharaoh of Egypt in the time of Joseph. Well, Pharaoh, I believe there were 27 or 29 provinces, and each province had a priest that was in the occult. And in each province, they worshiped a different god or a different creature. Either the snake, fleas, flies, the sun, the moon, stars, the water, the frogs. Now, Pharaoh is the head of all the priests of Egypt. And all the Egyptians are worshiping one form of idol or demon, or of one kind. They don't all worship the same one. They worship different idols, but these idols were powerful. Pharaoh was the head of all the priests. Even later on, Joseph, when he eventually is working for Pharaoh, working with Pharaoh, he marries Pharaoh's daughter, and she's the daughter of the priest of On, O-N. So, yes. And then one night, Pharaoh is minding his own business, sound asleep, and he has a dream. Has a dream about these fat, seven fat, healthy cattle. Man, they're fat. I mean, they're going to the, when they go to market, he's going to get top dollar. And the corn, 7 ears of corn, or the grain of that time. And then he has a second dream, and these cattle now are emaciated. They're thin, they're gaunt, the hide is just hanging. They are starving to death. The corn, the corn on the stalk is very, very small, and there's no kernels on that stalk. He was very disturbed. He didn't know what to do, but he knew that the God of heaven had spoken to him. Yesterday on my Sunday program, I covered Psalm 82. It's where God had a council meeting with all of the fallen angels that rebelled against him. And they were called Elohim. God in his council meets with all the gods in the invisible world. Well, God, as the head of all the Elohim, the God who is the God of Israel, who created all things, he gives Pharaoh a dream. Pharaoh's in the occult. Pharaoh worships idols. He doesn't know God. Joseph comes and interprets the dream for Pharaoh. There are going to be 7 years of plenty, and there are going to be 7 years of famine. Does God speak to the people in the occult? There's a second example I'm going to give you. And then we're going to, as the program goes on, I'm going to present this to you. Is God speaking to the people in the world that are ruling everything? Does God speak to them? Does God warn them? Do they realize that God is watching? We're going to talk about that. The second example. Years later, the children of Israel have left Egypt. They're in the land of Israel. And a punishment comes because they begin to worship idols. And the children of Israel are carried away into Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar. And in Babylon, it was prophesied that they would end up there. Well, one of the young, brilliant men, young man, probably 14 years old, maybe a little bit younger. His name is Daniel. He is taken captive, and he is in Nebuchadnezzar's, they have a place where they train these young, intelligent people to rule that country. They don't kill people that are brilliant, that are what we call intellectual property. They use them. They keep an eye on them. But Daniel is being trained with many of the other brilliant young Jewish men, as well as the Babylonian children that are brilliant. Now Nebuchadnezzar, he's worshiping gods. He has magicians, soothsayers, astrologers, seers, these type of people working for him. So I'm going to continue with the story. This is Rick Rodriguez, the program The Present Truth. This is A Present Truth. We'll be right back. 1360 AM Radio.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
I'm about to tell you a website that will change your life forever. Go to bestcashopportunity.com and see how easily you can generate incredible amounts of cash right from your own home without having to sell anything. If you're truly serious about becoming financially free once and for all with a proven system unlike anything you've seen before, then check out the website at bestcashopportunity.com or call 720-475-2033.
you're asking, what in the world does this have to do with the present? Well, you'll find out in a second. So do the people who worship these kings of the world that worship the devil, does God speak to them? Now you have Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, and he has a dream. And who interprets the dream for him? Daniel. He actually had a couple of them. And he has a dream. And Daniel, I'm trying to remember. Boy, I'm telling you. He has a dream about a tree, a great big tree. And in the tree, the birds of the air come, the fowls, they land in the tree, the cattle, they come underneath the tree, it's shade for them. Well, the dream is, Daniel interprets that he's going to be a very great. His kingdom is going to be massive. The limbs are going to stretch way out. His sphere of influence and power is going to be massive. And he has the magicians, the sorcerers, these type of people in the occult that cannot interpret the dream for him. But God did speak to him, and he knows that it's God. Well, eventually, he knows that the God of heaven had given him this great power and authority. But then later he makes a mistake. Later on he makes a mistake and states that by his own power, Babylon has become great. Then God punishes him, and he eats like a cow, like a beast in the field, eating grass, crawling on all fours. He grows hair like an animal for 7 years. And at the end of 7 years, he comes to his senses and he realizes that there's only one God. It's the God that Daniel worships. Okay, now I've laid that groundwork down. In the world today, well, let me back up. Now I'm going to go back to Egypt. My next question for you is, do the devil worshipers, the children of the devil, that worship the devil, that are prime ministers, presidents, governors, rulers of some of the nations of the world, like China, or like America, or like many of the European nations, like France, like Britain, in the past, like Germany, like Russia in the past, Italy, do they know the Bible? Do they study the Bible? Do they believe that the Bible is true? Do they believe that there is a God? Do they know that God allows them to do certain things? Well, let's go back to Egypt. So, Pharaoh has this vision that there are going to be 7 years. Joseph interprets the vision and says you're going to have seven years of great plenty. The seasons are going to be just perfect. The grass, the grain, is going to flourish. The cattle, they're going to be fed well. But then you're going to have 7 years of famine. And during the 7 years of famine, Joseph begins to feed, the people begin to come to Egypt for grain, for feed for their cattle, for their flocks, for themselves. And they begin to give Joseph and Egypt all of the money that they have, Eventually, they basically sell all that they have just so they can live. Eventually, they willingly give their land. And in return, Pharaoh allows them to live there, to work the land, but they have to pay Egypt, the government, with a portion of what they produce. Well, do the children of the devil, do they take these principles that are in these stories of Egypt and Babylon the Great and Assyria, do they take the principles and actually learn what those principles are and then use those principles in the societies throughout the centuries and presently? Joseph was running an economic system. Joseph was also taking care of commerce. He was taking care of the food supplies. He was second only to Pharaoh. He was second in command. He had the wisdom to put everything together so everything would work perfectly to make Egypt even more powerful. Nebuchadnezzar basically did the same thing. Now, let me, as an example, we have a company in the world that is using these type of principles in the Bible, just like Joseph used the principles biblically to build Egypt, to make Egypt powerful. We have a company in the world that is an extension of the governments of the world, especially this government. It is called BlackRock. BlackRock is taking the principles in the book of Exodus, in the book of Genesis, in the book of Daniel, and buying up everything. Land. So just like Joseph, eventually they sold the land to Egypt. People today that own properties, and they don't realize it, they are selling their land to this company, BlackRock, who is an extension of the federal government. And eventually, all land is going to be owned by the empire that will be the power of the New World Order. It's happening right before your eyes. All the land is being purchased. In the world of commerce, BlackRock and other companies like BlackRock are buying businesses, buying up insurance companies. They're going to buy up all the medical world, the small businesses are going to go out of business. Eventually, with the coffee shops, they will own all the coffee shops because basically they're going to run all of the small mom-and-pop businesses out of business. You are watching the children of the devil. Many of you poo-poo the Bible. You think the Bible is just about religion, a restrictive religion. It is not. The Bible is a book that gives you insight into every aspect of every society in the world presently. Education, the medical world, physicians, religion, civic, civic government, federal government, a military, exploration, communication, new technology, science, study of the animals, the creation of God? The Bible is in no way a dull book. It is the most, how would I phrase it? It talks about how man, the different compartments inside of a human, inside of a person, a body, a soul, and a spirit. It talks about what will happen through time, and especially what will happen at the end of the world, and how the heart of man is so evil that given the opportunity and to abandon all conscience, man is capable of evil that is incomprehensible. And we are witnessing it in the world today because we have the ability through audio and video, newspapers, through cell phones, we get to see what kind of evil takes place. So are the children of the devil that are ruling the world, are they taking these principles from the Bible and using them to their advantage? I say they are. It's evident. And the people in America, they had a plan with John Dewey back in like 1913, 17. This Satanist, this warlock, made a proclamation that he was going to remove God, the Bible, prayer from the schools in America. And he has done it. The plan with the federal government, with the vision that this Dewey had, has done exactly what he stated he would do. And what was it he removed? The Bible, prayer, and the thought of God from the society. You don't just keep it out of the hands of little children when they're 6 to 18 years of age. Now they have no concept of God. They have no thought about the power behind prayer, and they have been prejudiced against the Bible. Mankind right now is in a transition, and that transition is what you're seeing take place right now. What is happening presently is not just a physical phenomena. It is a spiritual attack on the minds of men. It is a deception like never before in the history of mankind, and the deception is powerful, and it's going to get more powerful. There are a few people, and it's basically the older people that have the experience to a great degree that are not going along with the program. The younger people, for the most part, they don't have the understanding to really understand what is going on, because they have been in, just in America, a public school system that has kept them, has crippled them psychologically from understanding the world. Rick Rodriguez will be back. 1360 KHNC AM Radio.
What do you call someone who studies the weather? A climatologist. What do you call someone who evaluates investments? A financial analyst. A person who studies DNA? A geneticist. A person who owns their own business? An entrepreneur. Who researches markets? An economist. And who handles employees? An HR manager. Someone who keeps devices up to date? A software technician. Someone who does business internationally? A global trader. Someone who transfers assets from one generation to the next? An estate planner. And someone who does all these things? You call them a farmer. Because being a farmer is the one job that requires dozens of other jobs. And at Pioneer, We're proud that our job is to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Oh, show-offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the town group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the town group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the town group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the town group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
The town group at United American Mortgage and MLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez. On Sunday, 8 to 11, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. The programs stream daily throughout the week. All of the podcasts for the programs, weekend and weekday, or on 1360khnc.com to the podcast section and to the programs that interest you. We have a variety, a great variety. Our variety, I think, is even better than the other stations, AM stations in the area. So, my next question is, so Joseph, he is eventually, people are coming to Joseph to buy food for their cattle. So basically, in a sense, he was really the one keeping the cattle industry going at that time. And also at that time, they had to come to him for grain to plant in the field. So he was, but he was also in charge of farming. Well, if I'm correct, and the children of the devil, they understand these principles in the Bible, and they have read the account in Genesis about Joseph and Pharaoh and Egypt and 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine, and what happened afterwards. Well, who's buying up all the land presently? Who is using that principle? Is Bill Gates taking his mass wealth and buying up farmland like crazy here in the United States of America because it's some of the best farmland in the world, easy access, railroads to the granaries? Is he using that plan that was in the Bible, in the book of Genesis? And with the ranching, with the cattle, the sheep, the hogs, are these big corporations, are they using the exact same principle to destroy the small rancher? And BlackRock buying up all the land that you live in, is inhabited, buying up the businesses? Are they using principles in the Bible? I have to say that I don't have to be convinced. I have known, because of the world as a minister, I have watched what happens in the world. I have watched this country, and knowing back in the 1970s that there's a one world or a new world or a great power structure coming that will be ruled by a coming Antichrist. Well, the term New World Order at that time wasn't really so much a common thought, but a world religion was. Is there a world religion coming? Yes. Who's pushing it? Who's promoting it? Who's trying to bring it in and force it upon mankind? The Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is wanting to be the big brother, which it is as a church, but it wants to be the religion that rules over all of evangelical Christianity and the Greek churches, over the Lutheran Church. It wants to be the one who controls religion internationally, which will set up a one world religion eventually, because the Pope, this present Pope Francis, if he lives long enough, he is already bumping elbows with, I believe, a coming Antichrist. He's already bumping elbows with that person. They like each other. So I'm presenting this today because everything that we're witnessing with what is happening internationally, Joseph ruled the economy. BlackRock bought the businesses, or is buying the businesses, but now we'll go to Klaus Schwab. Joseph had a way to eventually bring in a one money system. That one money system back then, the product that was the most valuable was food. And in Revelation chapter 6, it talks about at the end of the world, a person working for a whole day to basically buy a loaf of bread. What is going to rule the coming system is going to be, or the world, is going to be food. Who's tying up all the food? Then, to buy that food, you sold all that you had. You sold your gold, your silver, your jewelry, you sold everything. And then you sell your cattle and your sheep and your chickens and your ducks and whatever. Then you sell your land. Well, eventually, when there's nothing left to sell, what are you going to sell? In Revelation chapter 18, at the end of the chapter, well, not the end of the chapter, down about 15 verses, 10 verses, it talks about slaves and souls of men. That becomes a commodity. At the top of the list, you have gold, silver, precious stones. That becomes what is valuable to the culture. And what is invaluable, are slaves and souls of men. Man is at the bottom. The horses are more valuable than a human being. So eventually what will happen is when you don't have any land, you don't have any silver, you have no gold, you have nothing, then it will be you will become a slave. And this principle was played out for the world to see in Nazi Germany. They used the people that were incarcerated, the Jewish people, and the other people as well, and they used them in their studies to see how many calories a person needed a day to live, and how many calories a person not only needed a day to live, but how many calories a person would have to work 5 days, 6 days a week, 7 days a week. And then if they couldn't put out and produce, they were taken to the gas chambers. We'll be right back. 1360 AM Radio, podcast 1360KHNC.com.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143.
Won't forget what it's like inside his cage. Okay,
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for the present truth. This is a present truth. You know, with the all of these cargo ships sitting in the ports, is this part of an attempt to some degree? Yes, it has many, many purposes behind it. But one of the purposes is there are no ships. There's a limited number of ships coming out of China, and these ships are not going back to China to pick up any goods. This is putting a hurt on China, but at the same time it's putting a hurt on the other nations in Asia, on Vietnam, on Japan. You stop the ship traffic to the United States of America, and the people that own these massive ships, it hurts them too. It hurts their bottom line. And what it's going to do is it's going to put a lot of those people out of business, and there's going to be somebody that's going to be able to pick up for pennies on a dollar maybe some of these companies that are the merchant, like, oh, who was it? Aristotle Onassis, that's where he made his money, shipping. Are there going to be even less shipping companies because the shipping companies are not going to be able to survive? Even they are not going to be able to make it through if they can't keep generating income. Well, I had to think over the break here. I was thinking that the disciples came to Christ and they asked him a question. And they said, Lord, or they asked him to do something. They said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And this is where we get the Lord's Prayer. And in the Lord's Prayer, one of the parts of the prayer that really captures me is, lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. We're in an evil time right now. I would say to this audience, if you're going to pray, you go to the Lord's Prayer. You need to, I believe you should pray that you are not led, that deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. There is so much evil. Now, why would that be important? Because of the people that are in the occult, that are ruling the governments of the world, that are ruling the, that are running, involved in the corporations of the world, in the federal administrations of all the nations, in the state governments, in the county governments, in the city governments. Well, surely they're not down as far as the city government because the people are watching what's going on. Well, let me ask you another question or present something to you. How many people in the city governments just right here in Weld County, Larimer County, Boulder County, let's say Greeley and Loveland, Fort Collins, Longmont, Boulder, Firestone, even the little cities. How many of the people in these little cities are globalists that have gone to the universities and been brainwashed into the green agendas? This is why I say that it's to the point now where it's becoming an individual matter with everybody. And this is why I believe that they wanted to eliminate prayer from the school. Well, this is what I would say. You better learn and begin to pray. You want to eliminate the thought of God from the schools in the United States of America? They've done a pretty good job. This is why it's not hard for these young girls to abort children. It is not hard for the people in the medical profession that do these that study the children that are aborted. They have no conscience. Why? The Bible was eliminated. They don't know that it's sin. They don't know that there's consequences to it. They don't realize that their consciences, the Bible states that if you do this kind of thing, your consciences will become callous, like leather, insensitive. And then, behind all of it, the Bible says there are demons. There are spirits. And these people, they at one time knew it was wrong, but now they just accept it because there are no penalties, because they're not being prosecuted by the government, federal government, by any agency. They're being exposed, and they're upset that they get caught. You eliminate God from a society, there's going to be a great curse. Great curse. You eliminate the Bible from a society, there will be a breakdown in the society, in the governments. You eliminate prayer, you're not going to have any hope. We have really, just over the last 6 months, I didn't really even think about how it's been affecting me, but I realized that little by little, I started to understand that these people that are ruling this country, they are beyond hope, because they have gone to the dark side. That's the only way I can explain it. Literally gone to the dark side. And a tree is known by its fruit. A good tree brings forth good fruit. An evil tree brings forth evil fruit. I didn't plan to go this direction, but it's important. 1360 KHNC AM Radio, the present truth.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group, 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
All right, as we finish out the hour, I just want to once again remind you, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3 for the Present Truth, Sunday from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Throughout the week, all the programs are streamed live, also on 1360 AM radio. Also, the podcasts for the weekday and the weekend programs are on 1360khnc.com. Support me so I can stay on the air. And as you send help or whatever, be sure to just say that this is for the Present Truth program, and that helps keep me on the air. Also, now, who are these people that do this type of evil? What is the center? What is the brain of everything happening in the world today? Very simple. I've talked about it in the past before. I'll continue to talk about it in the future. The Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society came into existence in 1902. in England, in London, the city of London, and half a year later, in July, it has a sister. How do I phrase it? They're sisters. One in New York City, one in London. And they are the ones that have been directing the global plan, which began to come into existence earlier in the 1800s through Cecil Rhodes. And Billy Clinton is part of it. Pilgrim Society. They just lost one of their Pilgrim Society members. He just went to be, I don't think, with God. He just died. It's news today. Colin Luther Powell. Colin Powell was a Pilgrim Society member. Bill Clinton and the Rockefellers, John, David, Nelson, most of the Rockefellers are Pilgrim Society members. They are this is the society that is the brain behind everything taking place. Woodrow Wilson, Pilgrim Society. Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, Pilgrim Society. Franklin D. Roosevelt, Pilgrim Society. Ronald Reagan, an honorary member, Barry Satoro. He's an honorary member because he's lazy. Obama's lazy. He's a lazy person. Just as by nature, he's just a lazy person. He loves power, but he loves to play golf. He loves to play basketball. He's just an idle shepherd, really, is what he is. But all these presidents, starting roughly from 1903, Wilson, they were Pilgrim Society members, and no one has known this. John F. Kennedy's father was a Pilgrim Society member. Colin Luther Powell was a member of a secret society. Are these people being used by the devil to destroy the world? Well, you have to come back tomorrow at 2 o'clock for the present truth. Have a wonderful night. Don't lose any sleep. Rick Rodriguez, see you tomorrow.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.